We won't pay for this crisis, whether you are under house arrest, self-isolating or just working from home. C-virus has a lot to answer for. Yet it is an ill wind that blows nobody any good. Budgen's supermarket has attracted media attention by hiking the price of a toilet roll by 60%. All the supermarkets are expanding their workforce in the hope of making a killing, no pun intended. Will their underpaid employees benefit from the largesse of the millionaires who own the supermarkets? This is not likely. The government's response to the C-virus has been to hand out money to the rich with the promise that some of it will trickle down to the working class. In the past, such schemes have always seen the money remain attached to the sticky fingers of the millionaires. They didn't get where they are today by being generous to their employees. McDonald's, before they were forced to close, was trying to get its employees to work without basic protection like hand sanitizer. You can bet the bosses were well protected from the virus. As reported in The Socialist, Richard Branson has demanded billions from the taxpayer, while insisting the people who make his money for him can manage without any for 8 weeks. And if the working classes start getting uppity because they are not being paid? Boris Badenow has 20,000 troops on standby, just in case. The Trade Union Congress, TUC, has been cooperating with the government. It is time for the union leaders to take the government warmly by the throat and insist that the working class should not pay the price for this crisis. The Socialist Party's Workers' Charter, see back page, to fight the C-virus is a good example of the kind of demands the TUC should be making. If the TUC were to get off its knees, it would find there is a lot of support in the country. Listen to what people are saying in the supermarket queues. There is a lot of anger which needs to be channeled by the labor movement. Derek McMillan, self-isolated in Worthing,